If I don't do the best job I can,
I need you to forgive me. That means to look past your distorted perception of me.
Right.
To the truth of who I really am.
Yeah.
Then you will have forgiven me. It's not overlooking what you think I really did, because I'm such a smug and you're so cool. Okay, I want to use this so like a little centering meditation. So if you can, just focus in on my voice. God's healing voice protects all things today. God's healing voice protects all things today. So let us today listen to God's word, because it's going to tell us about an old ancient lesson that we've been working on for a long, long time. A lesson that's no more true today than any other day. I'm going to give you an old lesson that's true every day that you've been working on forever. But this day is going to be the day that's been chosen as the time when we are finally seek and hear. Okay, we decided that this is, we've been looking for a long, long time, but we decided that today is the day we're going to find what we're looking for. That means that we are ready to learn and we are ready to understand. So you should say to yourself, I am ready to learn, I am ready to understand. I am ready to learn, I'm ready to understand. So I would like to ask you, those of you who don't mind, to join me in a glass of learning. Because you're getting ready to be told things that you could never understand by yourself. You're getting ready to understand things that you could never understand by yourself. You're going to begin to understand things that you can't understand alone. You're going to start to understand some things that you couldn't possibly understand if you were alone. And you're about to learn some things that you couldn't possibly learn if you were really separate. So everything is going to be protected. 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 The healing voice of God is found in a mind that's telling itself that everything is protected. So here's the prayer. Creator, your healing voice protects everything today. So I'm going to leave everything to you. I'm going to leave everything to you. I'm going to leave everything to you. I don't need to be anxious about anything. I don't need to be anxious about anything. Because your voice is going to tell me what to do, so I don't have to be anxious about anything, because your voice is going to tell me where to go, so that I don't have to be anxious about anything. Your voice is going to tell me who to speak to, and God's voice is going to tell me what to say to them. So my right voice is going to tell me what, I ask my right voice to tell me what to do. I ask my right voice to tell me where to go. I ask my right voice to tell me who to speak to. And I ask my right thought to tell me what to say to them. I ask God to tell me what to do. I ask God to tell me where to go. I ask God to tell me who to speak to. And I ask God to tell me what to say to them. I ask God, tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. Tell me who to talk to. Tell me what to say to them. The love in me. Tell me what to do. The love in me. Tell me where to go, the love in me. Tell me who to speak to, the love in me. Tell me what to say to them. God, tell me what thoughts to think. Tell me what words to give to the world. Tell me what, ask your higher self. Say, tell me what thoughts to think. 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 Please, God, God, please, God, tell me what thoughts to think. Love, tell me what thoughts to think. Tell me what thoughts to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what thoughts to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what thoughts to think. Ask your higher self, your greater self, the God within you. Tell that, say, tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. The safety that I bring is going to be given to me. The safety that I bring is going to be given to me. The safety that I bring is going to be given to me. The safety that you bring is going to be given to you. The safety that you have is the safety that you give. The safety that you have is the safety that you give. The safety that you have is the safety that you give. Because the safety that you bring is given to you. Father, my creator, your voice protects everything through me. I want the universe to protect everything through me. Use me for the protection of everything. Lord, I'd like you to use me for the protection of everything. Lord, I would love for you to use me for the protection of everyone in here. Lord, use me for the protection of everyone in here. God, use me for the protection of everyone in here. God, use me for the protection of everyone in here. God, use me for the protection of everyone in here. God's healing voice protects everything today. Okay. All right. Yeah, that was my workbook lesson for today. Okay, we left off on page 76 in the last, now 77 in the last episode. We left off in paragraph 9. First, I'm just going to read it and then come back over it and we're going to try to hear it. My mind will always be like yours. Page 77. My mind will always be like yours because we were created as equals. So anybody that you are an equal to is someone who has a mind like yours. So an equal is a person with a mind like yours. It was only my decision that gave me all power in heaven and earth. My only gift to you is to help you make the same decision. My gift to you is I'm here to help you make the same decision for your happiness. I'm here to help you make the decision for your happiness. My gift is me being here, helping you receive the things that bring you joy. That's my gift to everybody in here. My gift to everybody in here is I want to help you make the decision to treat yourself right. I want to help you make the decision to love yourself more. I want to help you. That's my gift to you. I want to help you achieve the peace of mind that you say you want sitting in that chair. I'm here to help you achieve that. That's my gift to you. That's my love offering. Okay. Now, this decision is the choice to share the decision, because the decision itself is the decision to share, and the decision to share is made by giving. And so the decision to share, which is giving, is the one choice that resembles true creation. So the one thing that we can do in this world that resembles what creation is really like is to give to each other. That's the closest we get to understanding what creation is like, because we give to each other. What do we give? I give you the gift of myself being in your life to help you achieve your happiness. I came here to give you a gift. The gift is me being here, wanting to help you make the decision to have peace. That's my gift. And that's the closest I can come to true creation. Then it says, I am your model for a decision.
I am your model.
All right.
Okay.
That's cool. You did that really well.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be America's top models next week. That's right. So I am your model. So let's explain the most mystical aspect of the Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles was written by a Jewish psychologist who was channeling Jesus. That's pretty deep. Think about that. And Jesus came to correct the rumors that had been going on about him ever since he was on earth, that's painting this fearful picture of him. So he used the Course in Miracles to give us a Jesus update. Okay?
Yeah.
So the Course, to all these eyes, that's nothing but our higher self or our elder brother, whatever you want to call it, telling us, like he says, like an older brother who knows more than you do. And this older brother that's talking to you is saying, you know something? You know, Earl, my mind is just like yours because we were created as equals. But you see, the reason why I got all this power is that I made a decision that you haven't made yet. That's what Jesus is saying to us. We're just alike, but I've already made a decision that's given me all power and all love, and I'm here to help you make that same decision for your power and for your love. And then he goes on and says, now my gift to you is to help you make that same decision. So when I sit up here, all I'm really doing is allowing myself to be the voice for the author of the Course. Does that make sense? And it make it easier for us to hear it. So it's like, okay, let's bring it to life. Let's make it more than words on the paper. That's easy. All you have to do is become the words. So I just try to become the words whenever we have a class, so that we can hear it better. Because if you hear it as a conversation instead of as a book you're studying, it'd be like listening to reading a letter that somebody wrote to you. And you know you don't go through all kinds of challenges to decipher letters that you get from people. You just read them. But with the Course in Miracles, we have this need to dissect it. You know, it's like somebody sending you a postcard and you spend the next 5 weeks analyzing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know, we're analyzing the postcard of love. It's so funny. Okay, so Jesus has tied all these rumors, so Jesus come back to a Jewish psychologist as part of the, you know, joke to tell us that truth can't be destroyed and there's nothing but love. And I don't care what you do, you're still going to be healed and you're still going to be loved and you are loved by God. And if you make a mistake, it's going to be corrected, but you're not going to be punished for it, because to punish you for it just reinforces the error. So by the time a person gets to the point that they want to hear what the Course is saying, these are people who've gotten to the point that they want to feel like they're innocent and they're not beyond help. No matter how much they screw up, they want to believe that there could be help for them. That's the kind of people that the Course appeals to. So not the people that need a limit on God's grace and patience, but those who want it to be unlimited so they can finally be included because they know they've done so much stuff, they're glad to get to the Course. Okay. You know you were showed out in your lifetime. You're so glad to hear about unconditional love and innocence. You know, if you haven't been conservative, you know, those of you who've been on your edge and test the boundaries, you know, you're glad to hear about unconditional love and forgiveness. I am. That's why I'm here, to give you the gift of me being here to help you make the decision to give yourself a break. That's my gift to you. That's my gift. I know you would have rather had a plasma screen TV, but this is my gift, okay? You know what I mean? But sometimes I have a tendency not to think that a gift is real unless it's physical. But the idea of me to live a lot longer than my body. So what's the real is the idea of your body? What's the real you? The idea of you or your body? Now, which one is it? How many of you all know people whose bodies are already gone, but you still remember them? Well, then that shows you that the idea of something lasts longer than the physical body does. Uh-huh. So, that means that there's a great possibility that what we are ideas. That's what we are. Mm-hmm. Mm. So the idea of you has just taken another body. And that's what you're walking around in. Your body is nothing but your clothes for the idea that is you. Your body, that's your clothes. And you're judging yourself by how your clothes look. And there's people trying to get to your clothes. There's people trying to get in your clothes. And under your clothes. Isn't that right? Has it ever happened to y'all? Yeah. And they're looking for the idea of you. And they think it's in your body. So they're trying to get in there. To get it. Because what's inside of you is a very special treasure that they're trying to get that they don't want nobody else to get. It's their specialness. You're the one person that's supposed to treat them more special than anyone. So they're trying to get in there and get their specialness out of you. Make sure nobody else gets it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. So, how can I give you my gift? Well, my decision to share it with you was me making the decision to create with you. See, I just showed you how to make a decision. The way you make a decision is very simple, the Course says. What I did as your model is that I decided to be happy, or I decided for love, or I decided to treat her all right, okay? For you, okay? So I could show you that it's possible for you to make the decision to choose for your happiness. So I'm going to choose for what makes me happy and peaceful and loving, and so that I can show you what you should do for your happiness. So, you know, so instead of me making you happy, I'm going to make myself happy and show you how it's really done, and then you do what you saw me do to you, and then you'll be happy with me. See, that's what I'm... See, the decision is the choice to share it. The decision itself is the decision to share it. And so you share the decision by giving. And then it says earlier, what was the decision? The decision to help you achieve your happiness by me allowing myself to become happy so that I can show you how you become happy, which is by allowing yourself to become happy. So I am the model for decision, because I'm going to show you what it looks like. Because you're going to see me be partying like a big dog. You know, you're going to see me happy. You're going to see some peace in my life. You're going to see me doing, you know, remembering who I really am, getting in touch with my spiritual identity, smiling, looking good, happy. I'm going to show you that the decision can be made. I'm going to give you the gift of helping you make the same decision I made for you. Okay? And he says, I showed you that the decision could be made. I'm also showing you can make the decision. You can make the choice. Oh, yes, you can. Everybody in here, you can make the choice to be happy. You can make the choice to have peace. You can make the choice. Yes, you can. No. You can make the choice. You can choose to look at it another way. I don't care what you're going through right now in any area of your life. You can choose to look at it another way. You can choose to look at it another way. You can choose to look at it another way. You can make the decision. You can make the decision. You can make the decision. Decision can be made. I made the decision, so that's how I'm going to show you. You can make the decision. I made the decision for God, so you're going to watch me, and then you know that you can make the decision for God, because we're both equals. We all have the same one mind. All right, that was paragraph 9. That was, I promise. Anybody? That was it. That was paragraph 9.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, we're equals, but we're one mind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you elaborate a little bit on then what is, we're all one. And we are the same. If we're equals, we are the same. We are one mind. We are one. So who am I?
You just all that you just named.
But I am the, see, there I'm separate. I'm wanting to be separate.
That's exactly right. That's why you had everybody sitting on the couch talking to me looking like I'm over here. Because you made me so that you could think you were separate. And you made everybody else in this room so you could think you were separate. And everybody in this room possessed a gift for you. We are all bringing you back, collectively, your thoughts. And I got some of your thoughts, and she has some of your thoughts, and she has some of your thoughts, and she has some of your thoughts, and we are all bringing our thoughts, that are your thoughts, back to you. And everybody in here is doing this for everybody else in the room. The truth is, there's just you. Or you could say there's just me. Or you could just say there's just them.
There's just us.
Or you could say there's just us.
Okay, so before I made the decision to be separate and to come here on this planet Earth to incarnate as a human being because I thought I could do it better than God, so I was going to separate myself off and give that a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been separate to have made that choice.
Well... Huh. What you're doing is you're asking yourself the impossible question.
Well, of course.
Yeah, of course.
What I ask myself?
Yeah, right. It's like, but you know how you get with the impossible question? There's nothing wrong with asking the impossible question. But the Course says that what you're going to be rewarded with is an experience. And the experience that you're going to have is going to answer all the questions that you're asking. You might ask me what love is, but if I could give... You might ask me what ice cream is. I could spend the rest of your life trying to explain it to you. I could give you an ice cream cone. I give you the ice cream cone, now you know what ice cream is. The rest of it is just debate. So the Course is about giving you the ice cream cone of God, giving you the ice cream cone of love, giving you the ice cream cone of peace and joy. It is beyond what you can figure out, like he was saying in the prayer. You've gone as far as you can go by yourself. Everything that you're about to understand now is something you could never understand on your own.
Because there are so many things about this Course that I cannot understand.
Exactly.
My logical
mm-hmm.
engineering sort of mm-hmm. wanting to make it all the pieces fit. I can't do it.
Okay, like check this out. Remember now, to understand, and then whenever it says stuff, I'm just saying what the Course says. To understand means to accept and appreciate. So when you say, I cannot understand, I cannot understand this, the Course would say, what you're saying is, I cannot accept this. And then the ego calls it, I do not understand it. It means I do not accept it, because when I accept it, it's learned.
How about it?
See, that's what we don't realize about learning. Like the Course says, learning is a skill that we made up to separate ourselves from each other. It's words that we use to keep us thinking we're different and apart. It's semantics. You know, what I say, you have a different meaning, and I have a different meaning, and we're trying to figure out each other's meaning. But the truth is, we need to know each other's purpose. If we know each other's purpose, then we do understand why we're in each other's life. And then we'll see our differences. It's just entertainment in the way that we receive the same thing all of us want, which is love. So I embrace your individuality because it's the entertainment that I'm going to receive while I'm receiving the love that I want and you're receiving the love that you want from me. So I'm going to encourage your individuality so that I can have this incredible experience of joy in a way I could never even imagine, because each person is special and each person is different in this room. All of us are special.
Cool.
So I embrace the idea of your individuality because that just creates more of a variety of ways that joy can come to me. But I'm not going to be so selfish that I only want you to make me happy. I want you to make some other folk happy too. That's what's called sharing you. Which people always think you talk about sharing somebody's body. Share my mate. You know, you're talking about the body. You know you're talking about the body. You don't want nobody to have your partner's body. Most of the time, you don't. So you're halfway there. Okay? Give yourself, be proud. Okay, now, if you want to go beyond the body, just give with somebody who you don't like. They'll send you right beyond their body. You know, there's people right now, you're trying to get beyond them.
You know what I'm talking about? People's giving you a hard time. Those are the ones you want to get beyond, right? So those people are helping you go beyond the body. They're helping you go beyond your anger. They're helping you go beyond your fear. Because of them, you're trying to really go closer to love. That's why they deserve our gratitude. They're keeping us from being stuck.
Yeah.
Because I know something better than you out there for me. And so you helping me go on. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you wish them well. You say, go. That's so loving.
Yeah.
He said, go. Go. And sometimes you might say it like this, and it's just so loving. You go, go. You know, so, somebody said that to me. I know they mean it. You don't have no doubt about the sincerity in that moment. You know what I'm saying? If they have a shotgun, you even got more sincerity. I tell you, we just don't appreciate the blessings. We just don't.
Yeah.
We don't. We, you know, we've been forced toward our good. I love it. Okay, so I don't know if it answered your question, but it sure answered mine. All right. You're here to help me make the decision to be happy right now. And notice you're feeling good in this moment without even understanding anything any more than you did in the first place. So you know your understanding isn't necessary for you to be happy, because you're happy now and you still don't know nothing, right? Me too. Me too. I'm the same way.
Girl, I don't know if I can handle this laughter.
I know. Don't worry. It'll be something to come along there. P.O. you in a little while. Daryl, you go out there, though. You get your opportunity to get back adjusted. Yes, our brothers are out there to help us. They are, you know. You tired of having this good day? Here I am. I'll help you out.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. We know those people we call when we're tired of having a good day. We know who they are. Everybody got our emergency make me feel like suck person. You know what I'm saying? All of us do. We know, okay, I want to feel bad. I'm going to call my... We all got them. Okay, anyway. That was paragraph 9. Anybody else have anything they want to say before I go to the next paragraph? The next paragraph is even deeper. Okay. I even did a review. I don't normally do that, but it's like, I said, now if I want to remember this, how can I just restate it in such a way that I'm not changing anything about what it's saying, but all of a sudden it sounds more real to me? Well, I'll just use the definitions that the course uses. So here's my review of that paragraph. Okay. So your guide in choosing is the part of your mind that's linked to the Creator. So that your guide in choosing is the part of your mind that's still linked to the Creator. The part of your mind that's speaking for your Creator always speaks for the choices that are correct for you. The part of your mind that speaks for your Creator is the part of your mind that speaks for the choices that are correct for you. You want the part of your mind that speaks for the choices that are correct for you to guide you. Don't you? Don't you want the part of your mind that's linked to the truth to make your choices for you?
Yes.
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 Okay, alright, then it says, you know this is the right part of your mind, because it's going to always speak for love, and it's going to always speak for the truth. Now, this part of your mind that still wants you to be happy is your one remaining communication that you got going with God. So the last communication that you have on your satellite ship is, I want to be happy, help me, help me, help me, I want to be happy, help me, help me, help me. That's God's voice in you. Okay? And it says, now you can interrupt that loving, peaceful communication, but you can't destroy the communication between you and your Creator. Right? You might not hear your guidance right now, but you can't destroy your guidance right now. And if you want the kind of happiness that you've always been saying that you want, you want to start listening to the voice inside your mind that's speaking for your love and peace. If you want the perfect happiness that you've been wanting on earth, it's through listening to the voice for your Creator in your own mind. You and Jesus, or you could say you and your higher self, if Jesus just trips you out, were created equally so that your minds are just alike. So your mind is just like the mind of any God child. Now Jesus' decision for God and truth is what gave Jesus all the power in reality and in this experience called life on earth. The reason why it looked like Jesus could survive death is because Jesus made a decision to remember the truth about himself, and Jesus made the decision for God. Jesus made the decision for the Creator. When you make the decision for the truth, then it will give you all power right here, just like you really have in reality. So just by getting to the point that you're ready to start listening to the truth, you're ready to start changing your mind, you're really getting to the point that you can receive all power in reality. It's you getting ready to receive all power in your reality. Wow. Now, Jesus is helping us make the same decision to claim all power in our reality, because this is Jesus' gift to us. Sharing the decision for the Creator, when you say, I also have decided to be love, I also have decided to have love, then when you decide to be love and when you decide to have love, that is to share the choice with others. You deciding to let yourself have what you deserve was a reflection of your choice to share your happiness with me. When you decided you wanted to be happy, then that was your decision to share your happiness with me, because you know you can't give me what you don't have. So I know that a person don't really want to give me nothing that they're not letting themselves have. How you gonna make me happy and you the saddest looking person in the room? You're already showing me that you haven't made the decision to share no happiness with me, because you're not sharing none right now. You know, I used to be of the Be Pitiful Attract People School. Now, the Be Pitiful Attract People School, it went something like this. I'd be the saddest thing in the room and just be expecting the love of my life to show up. Because I figure everybody want my phone number. So then all the happy people say their little cold thing that they say on their way to having a good time without you. You know what they say?
See ya.
They say, see ya. Have a good day. They don't say, come on with me. They just leave you a thought of happiness, and they go about their business to have it. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? That's deep. So I would like you jokers to stop being selfish with me and start letting yourself have the prosperity and abundance that you deserve, doggone it. Stop being so selfish and let yourself be happy. Don't make me mad. I'm tired of y'all waiting around for y'all's joy. What do you think you've done?
Yeah.
I started to say, of course, whenever you feel guilty, you're saying, I request punishment. So and so just for about 5 minutes, I played with that idea. And so so instead of saying that I feel guilty, or I feel angry, as soon as I start feeling that negative emotion, as I would call it, I said, I'm requesting punishment. I want to be punished. And it's like, after about 5 minutes, you go, my God, how much punishment am I requesting all day long? And then I realize that what I'm afraid of is the punishment I've been calling for myself. Not no punishment that God's going to give me. I'm afraid of what I've been requesting for myself so long is about to show up.
Yeah.
Woo. Every day, because I'm feeling guilty, I'm feeling, I want to be punished, I want punishment. So you know, guilt is a request for punishment. You think you've done something wrong and you think you need to atone for it. We all know that feeling. So the book is saying, yeah, but what you're saying is punish me. First, you need to get that clear. But you're saying, punish me.
I feel guilty about not calling my mother yesterday. Punish me for not calling my mother yesterday. I feel guilty for what I said to my child. Punish me for what I did to my child. I feel guilty for what I did at work. Punish me for what I did at work. I feel guilty about what happened last night in bed. Punish me for what happened last night in bed. Make me do it again. Oh, no. Okay, so... some of us know a lot about those repeat sexual punishments. Okay, now... I'll talk about sex because that's where most guilt is located. And that's what people don't talk about in church. They don't talk about in spiritual classes. And they hardly talk about work. Sex, sex, sex.
It's more true for men than women.
And that's exactly what we want to get beyond. It's the difference between men and women by recognizing that we're not men or women. We're not men. There's no such thing as a man or a woman. It's an idea. It's a concept that we made up as children of God. We are children of God who made the concepts of being human beings, and now we're acting it out, and we've forgotten that we're making it up. And so now we've gotten so serious. And so now you are a woman that's dealing with women and female issues, and now I am a man who's dealing with man issues, and the purpose of all that is to make me forget my spiritual identity that's beyond any of it. So I will not spend time with my man issues. I'm through with my male issues. I'm into the being of who I am.
I'm through with men's male issues.
Yeah. Hey, the last thing I want is a woman, and the last thing you want is a man. Last thing you want is a man, and the last thing I want is a woman. It's the last thing you want. You had a lot of them. You want to go beyond them. And then you meet these incredible beings that you are, the being that you are that's beyond the fear of being a woman and the fear of being a man. And then that being that you are will start expressing itself through your female form, or the being that you are will be expressing itself through your male form. And all of a sudden you have the most fun being a woman, or the most fun being a man, and the most hidden function being a man or woman that you've ever, being a man and a woman to be heaven, because you know you're beyond being a man and a woman. You know, if you hook up with a woman that thinks she's a woman, or a man who thinks he's a man, you're going to have a whole lot of problems.
Yep.
You really are. I'm sorry. You are. Because anybody that you're dealing with from the basic premise that you all are separate and different from each other, there's no way to join. Because your whole purpose is to emphasize the differences between you. So as long as you're dealing with it, I'm a man and this is a woman, and I'm trying to deal with that male-female ego thing, then you're dealing with it at a level you'll never have peace with another man or another woman. I'm telling you, you can play a game. You can do it as long as you like. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. You can keep on doing it. But I'm trying to give you the gift of helping you make the right decision. And that's really getting you to understand that I'm telling you, you're more than the men and women that sit in their chair. And I'm not putting down your human identity. I'm not putting down my human identity. I'm just saying that you are more than a human body. You're more than a body. You're more than your sex. You're more than your gender. It's not who you really are. You have there's another part to you besides the part that you think is a human being. That is so much stronger and so much more powerful that you can't even see it, because your idea about yourself isn't high enough to see you yet. The reason why you can't find yourself is because it's so great you can't even see it with the limited ideas you have about yourself. Your ideas about yourself not big enough to let you see yourself. That's why I can't see me. I'm bigger than what I think I am. My abundance is so much bigger than what I think it is, I don't even see it. And anybody else having that problem? Okay, so then the Course says what you should do is say, I ask to be able to recognize what I already have. That's the prayer of manifestation. I ask to be able to recognize what I already have. And then the last little part of that paragraph 9 review that I did, it said, letting us know, he said, sharing the decision for the Creator in love is to share the choice with others. Letting us know what the choice is and helping us to make the choice is Jesus' gift to us. So the gift is telling you what your choice is, and then the gift is helping you make that choice. Okay, so I've come here to give you the gift. Your choice is joy. Your choice is fulfillment. Your choice is freedom. Your choice is freedom. I'm also here to help you make that decision. I'm here to help you make that decision. Okay? Then it says, giving the choice is true creation or true extension. Jesus is modeled in the decision for the truth and for God. Jesus modeled the decision for truth and God for us by making the decision himself. So I'm going to model what it's like to have a peaceful life, because guess what, folks? I'm going to make the decision today that I really want a peaceful life even more than I've ever made it before. I'm going to decide today I want to have a peaceful life. So I'm going to make that decision that this book is asking for today. And by me making that decision today, I'm going to model for you what it's like to be around somebody that's chosen to be peaceful and loving. I'm going to be your model. Okay? Then it says, Jesus showed us that we can make the same decision for God. That means we can love just like Jesus did. So I'm going to make the decision today that I'm going to love you. And even if I don't know what it is, I'm going to make the decision to love you by letting me be loved. I am willing to let 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 me be loved. How you doing today? I'm willing to let me be loved today. I'm willing to let me be loved. See, I'm looking for people that's talking about the love language. See, you know the people who talk in the love language from the people who talk in the fear language. This is a language class, and the course teaches you the language of fear and how the language of fear operates, and then the course turns around and teaches you how the language of freedom operates and the language of love operates. So with the course, is actually a language. That's why people have a hard time with it, because they don't realize they're learning a language. It's a language. It's actually a language. So you would approach it the way you would with any language, which is you just want to know what the sounds mean.
Yeah.
Is that right? And that basically, you just, yeah, when I'm listening to Spanish, I just want to know what the sounds mean. Okay? And so you need to be willing to learn what the sounds mean. So I'm going to teach you what the sounds mean. Like, for instance, when you say, I feel guilty, I feel guilty, I feel guilty. Okay, let me tell you what these sounds mean. I want punishment, I want punishment, I want punishment, I want punishment, I want punishment. Okay, so first you feel like you realize you're saying, I want punishment, I want punishment. Then the next thing you realize is that, then you flip it. The court says, then the next thing you do is you take it one step further and you ask for just the opposite of what that feeling is asking for, which means you turn your guilty feelings into, I want love, I want help, I want help, I want help, I want love, I want help, I'm feeling guilty, I want love, I want help, I'm feeling guilty, I want love, I want help, I'm feeling guilty, I want help, I'm feeling guilty, I want love, I want love, I'm feeling guilty, I want love, 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 I want love. See that, see, the desire for love comes in a variety of vocal tones. It does. We all caught up on the vocal tone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm scared at the death, and I might go, I'll kill you! And that's like my extreme form of fear. You see what I'm saying? But I need somebody to see how afraid I am to even say that. But I personally only answer much gentler calls. I do. I mean, somebody come at me like that, they're probably not gonna get, I love you, brother. Okay, so I'm learning. But I am up to, like, you know, some more calls that, you know, now people can cuss me out and I still will see it as a call for love. That's an improvement. I mean, every time somebody cuss me out, I take it all personal. Now somebody cuss me out and I go, God, they're having a horrible day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I remember a time that was impossible. We would have been fighting in the middle of the street right now. You know what I'm saying? But so I can look at the progress in myself, and then one day I'm going to get to the point that no matter what's going on, I'm going to see it correctly. But in the meantime, I'm going to have the joy of having my day get better and better and better as I learn. And who cares how long the journey takes if you're having a good time all the whole freaking trip? Right? Why are we in such a hurry? Because you're not having a good time. That's why we're in a hurry. You're having a good time. You be patient as you can be. Oh, I'm impatient laying back on the beach in Hawaii. All impatient. You having a good time? You're totally patient with a good time. You're totally patient when you're with somebody that you enjoy being with. That means that you're willing to be with them as long as it takes. Patience equals joy. Discipline equals doing what you love. I love it. I love it. Are you going to let me give you the gift today? I want to give you the gift today. I want to help you. I want to help you help yourself be happy. I want to support the idea of your own joy. I want to support the idea of your own joy. I'd like for you to make the decision this Sunday afternoon. Make this decision for God. Make the decision for your peace. Make the decision that you are ready to have total fulfillment. Make the decision that you're ready to know peace. Make the decision that you're ready to have this situation resolved. Make the decision that you're ready to have this situation resolved now. Make the decision that you're ready to have this situation resolved right now by deciding for your peace right now. Just decide for your peace right now. You don't have to know how to give yourself peace right now. To decide for your peace right now. To choose your peace right now does not mean you have to know how to have your peace right now. You just want the decision for happiness right now so that you can give it as a gift to everybody else in this room and therefore truly create. You want the love you deserve to come to you through everybody. I ask for the love I deserve to come to me through everybody. 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 Help us make the decision to choose for our joy. Everybody. Help us make the decision to choose for our joy. Everybody. Help us make the decision to choose for our freedom. We want to be models. We want to be models. We want to be an example of what it's like to be perfectly fulfilled. We want to be a living example of what it's like to be perfectly fulfilled. We want to be so fulfilled, so healed, so happy, so loving that we become a model of the truth. We become an example of what it's like when you make the right choices. We want our life to be a reflection of what it is like when you make right choices. We want our lives to be an example of what it's like when you make really loving, true choices. We want to see what that's like. We want to see what it's like. Thank you. You know, the biggest gift you all give me is a chance to practice on you. God, I hope y'all use me that way too. You know what I'm saying? Practice on me. So I'm practicing. Lord, it's great to get a chance like being to offer that to you and you really be here. I hope you're taking advantage of these opportunities to give to yourself rather than thinking about that you set the TiVo for Desperate Housewives. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I play that every day. Can I remember God as much as I remember Desperate Housewives? That's my prayer. Because at that point, I know I'm about to hit enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I try to think about the stuff I think about all the time and then ask God to let thinking about the truth be as powerful for me as this thing I'm thinking about all the time. I know it's my idol because it is the thing I'm thinking about all the time. So I know that. I don't have to wonder about that. That is my idol. It's the thing I think about the most. That is my devotion.
You said at the end of that little meditation thing, we want to see what it's like to be fulfilled, to be happy, or
mature. It was basically, I want to see what it would be like to experience the life I would be living if I was making the right choices and choosing with the truth. I'm ready to see what kind of life I would have if I was totally choosing for the love and choosing for the truth. I'm ready to see what that's like. Because I've finally gotten over the biggest hump of all. And that's my belief, and I needed to understand how to do it. That's the biggest hump of all. And that just trips me out now that I realize that, because I invested so much time in that. Because I used to think it couldn't happen unless I understood how it happened. If that was true, I'd never fly a jet from one city to the next. If I had to know how something operated for me to be able to use it, I wouldn't know how to cook. I wouldn't know. I couldn't drive my car. I couldn't talk on the phone. I couldn't watch TV. There's almost nothing that I'm doing could I do it if I had to understand how it worked. What about you?
Yeah.
If you had to understand, I mean, just the stuff you're doing in your day to day, the stuff you're going to do this evening when you leave here. Think about how many of those things you absolutely could not do if you had to understand how it worked. And just keep that in mind. And that's what the Course in Miracles is telling me. It says, couldn't you get, you don't have to understand how God works anymore. You need to understand how a jet works in order to have the function of it fulfilled. Wouldn't it be great to not to have to know what you don't know anyway? Wouldn't it be great to not have to know what you don't know anyway? Because my frustration comes from thinking I need to know what I don't know. And then the Course says, there's a place in it talks about that. It says, you know what? I let you know what you need to know. And that was how I got the answer. So, well, don't be so, you know, funny about it, you know. Please give me money. So I do this for a living and for my heart and for my soul, but I also depend on what God gives me through you guys. So if you find it of value to you and you want to show me in a way that'll feed me, that'll be. And I love you so much. Oh, love you so much. Thank you for not feeling like it's a sacrifice to share with me. I appreciate that so much. How many of y'all are after people's money? anybody here after money? Anybody here after money? Anybody here trying to figure out ways to get money? Okay, that's what I said. How many of you are after people's money? Because that's what it is. If I'm thinking more about the money, if I'm thinking more about the money than the service I want to give, then I'm after the money. If I'm really about giving a service from my heart, I'll also feel like I deserve to receive, including money. I found out that whenever I was feeling like I was broke or I didn't have enough, it's like now I'm really beginning to understand it's because I don't think I've given enough. Because if you believe that what you're giving is of value, you also believe that you deserve to receive for it. They both build in. You don't feel no guilt about asking for it because you know what you gave was of value. So the whole thing about receiving gets gone because what you're giving is of value. And since most people give to get, right, then they believe in taking.
Right.
And so they don't see in their perception the benefit of their giving. So whenever you pay something, always say paying is giving, paying is giving, paying is giving, paying is giving. I'm paying this bill, I'm giving. I'm paying this bill, I am giving. I am giving. I'm not paying, I am giving, 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 giving. Because if I feel like I've really given to you, I feel, you know, if I took you out to dinner about 9,000 times and you say, hey, let me take that to dinner, I'm so okay. You know what, if you feel like you've given, you don't have any problem receiving because you believe you've given. But if you don't think you've given, then you have a hard time receiving because you don't think you deserve it.
Next Sunday,
11
o'clock.
Next Sunday, 11 o'clock, I'll be doing 11 o'clock service. You love to hear me speak at 11 o'clock. And next Sunday at 11 o'clock, I'll be right here. And then 1 o'clock, we're going to continue with this chapter 5, Divorce for God. So if you got the book, please read. The reason why I'm taking this so slowly is because, to me, chapter 5 is the chapter of the Course in Miracles that totally defines the Holy Spirit. What is the voice for God? What is the guidance? How does guidance operate? How does your sane mind work? See, I needed to learn how my sane mind worked because I had been giving all my attention to the insane part of my mind. It had gotten all of my effort and all my energy. So I needed to learn, okay, I'm pretty clear on how a fearful mind operates now. I pretty much know how a fearful mind and an angry mind and a guilty mind operates now. So now I want to know how a loving mind, a peaceful mind, and a generous mind operates. And that's what Holy Spirit is. That's what the Course says. It's the part of your mind that's not afraid. It's the part of your mind that feels whole. It's the part of your mind that does love. It's the part of your mind that's still connected to the Creator. I need to know how that part of my mind does relationships. And I need to know how that part of my mind does finance. I need to know how that part of my mind does. You see what I'm saying? I know how the crazy mind acts. Now I need some sane examples. I got plenty of examples of what it's like not to love, not to be kind, not to be giving, to be... I mean, broken two by some periods in which I think somebody gave me something. But you know what I'm talking about. Overall, you know, we see both of them. That's what the Course is saying. So you're seeing both of them. How would you like to see a world where you didn't see both of them anymore? There was just one. Just the love. How would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it starts with a decision that you should make today to have it for yourself so that you can be a model to everybody else what it's like to choose to follow your own heart. Yes. Be an example to people of what it's like to follow your own heart, your own inner guide, your own connection to Source.
Okay.
Or not. You know, or not. You ready to go?
Give me the ball.
You ready to get the ball? All right now. Okay. All right, I'm gonna do it. We got about 3 minutes, and I got something I want to share with you before we go out into the lab. Copies of the classes are available for you to get to listen to again because it's easy to forget this. You know, it's not often you walk around the world with someone telling you, I'm getting upset with you because you didn't make yourself happy today. When you're going to really do what you really want to do and follow your own heart, I'm just getting tired of this now. Let yourself have the peace you deserve. And I'm not going to help you be miserable. No. I'm just here for your joy. I'm going to be so happy that you would make a choice to be like me. You're going to go, what's that you got, buddy? I want some of that. And some of you all having that experience where the people around you are going, you know, what's that you're doing right now? Because I'm noticing there's a difference in you. See, you share it with them. You were really a gift for them. Because they saw it in you. I'm telling you. Oh, that's of course they don't take but one man. I'm just looking for one man to join with me. Just one man to join with me. Just one. Hey, lady over there in the corner. Hey, over there in the corner with the blue dot. Oh!
Okay.
Now, I'd like for you to just close your eyes one more time for a couple of minutes. You got to trust in this love. If you walk out of here today making the decision that you're going to listen to the part of you that's choosing for your peace, that's choosing for your fun, for your healing, you are making the decision to share your gift with everyone. Remember, your heart's in good hands. Kiss away every tear you cry. So now my job in your life is to be the proof that you deserve love. My role in your life is to be a living witness that you deserve to have a safe person in your life. I'm going to be your witness.
When you tell yourself no one can accept you, let you be a safe being for you to be around, I want you to think of me. I'm going to be your model. And if I don't pull it off all the time, remember my good efforts and overlook my mistakes. Appreciate my good efforts. Appreciate my good efforts. That would help you overlook my mistakes. You're at the point now that you're about to understand things that you couldn't understand by yourself. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me where to go. Tell me what to think. Tell me who to say it to. I've asked my higher self. I asked the God within, the spirit within, the love within, the freedom within to tell us what to think. Tell us what to do. Tell us where to go. Tell us what to say to them. I'll see you through it.
See you through. Bring your tool, I'll see you through.
Okay, Wednesday at 12 noon is next. 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all ready to go out in the lab? Okay, here we go. Well, may the course be with you.
Hey, Gina. My car.
Good job, brother.